I snack when I'm bored. And I don't get bored roaming around the garden. So for me, the best way to avoid endless cups of tea and snacking is to keep gardening. I was wondering why I don't talk about my plant relations more often. I was wondering why more people don't try their hands at community gardens, green terraces, and neighborhood kitchen gardens. The rate at which the cities are losing their green cover and the overpopulated metro cities are hotter than ever before. In the same latitude, it's still hot in the villages, but cool under the shade of a mango tree and doesn't cause the same oppressive feeling of heat when you work outdoors. Today is 22nd April. It's World Earth Day, and I thought I will share with you my village garden update over the last few years. I did a live stream of the village garden, and you can find it on the YouTube channel. There'll be a link to that in the description of this podcast. I like the super sunny flowers and the leaves looking deliciously happy in my garden. My yellow alamanda has decided to live very closely with the orange tikoma, and now they are living happily together. When you watch the video on the YouTube channel, you will see that the tikoma and the alamanda are together, absolutely looking like they are from the same tree. You will see the bright yellow flowers peeking from between clusters of trumpet-shaped orange ones. The madhapilota are clustered hip-tage helicopter flower. They have lovely green stalks with pink and white flower petals. The yellow tikoma and the bicolored bougainvillea, the red roses, yellow hibiscus, and the purple petunias are all quite happy too. But the best news is the flowering of the cardamom plant, also known as the elaichi, and I planted this 3 years back, and it's amazing to look at. If you want to follow along with my planting adventures in my garden, then you definitely must subscribe to the YouTube channel. I will put a link in the description of this podcast. By the way, my daughter just uploaded her second young detective mystery book on KDP, and I will also be telling you a little bit about that. This was part of the Block Chatter A to Z challenge that I'm doing currently, but more about that at the end of April, and I'll tell you how I did and how difficult was it and whether I could complete it properly and why I try to do it every year. Now, Block Chatter has been running a tract called Cause a Chatter. Before I put the cart before the horse, Block Chatter is one of the largest and most loved blogging community in India, and they help bloggers increase the reach of their content and help us do challenges, earn some money, and have fun together blogging in India. Now, part of their Cause a Chatter initiative was we can champion any cause that we feel strongly about through blog posts, through Instagram reels, the tweets, whatever is most comfortable for us. And I was writing blog posts about my gardening adventures since 2020. And Project Green was something we wanted to do when there was a lockdown and we felt we were stuck indoors and only the balcony garden to sustain me. I felt like I was inside a jail. And then my husband decided to get the family village house updated, rather repaired deeply so that it would be livable and life changed forever. I shared how the project happened over the last 3 years on the blog. I will share a few of the links to those posts, and also you can check out the YouTube videos to see how it was and how it looks now. There are pictures of plants we planted in 2020 and 2021 and 2022 and 2023, and now it's 2024 and they look amazing. When the COVID scene made playing outside difficult, our friends and us, we invested in small plots of land other than the village garden, which was our ancestral property, to plant trees together and play. Because while the kids were playing, we were playing too. We played football, we played cricket, volleyball sometimes, and we were running around, gardening, and we just had fun under the sun. Playing outdoors is a much needed activity that helps prevent the gloom and doom of growing up. As adults, we forget to play, go outside and just enjoy nature. That's the reason I think we see so many cases of lifestyle disease turning into epidemics. We took a chance with this and our lives truly changed forever. I realized I was living one of my dreams. We started with a small plot of land behind our family home in the village. which was turned into a kitchen garden, and the rest of the place was having fruit trees and flower trees. We also planted bananas, jamun, guava, mango, lychee, jamrul, strobeda, papaya, for getting fresh seasonal fruits from the garden. Even a little bit of it goes a long way. While the kids who didn't want to eat certain vegetables, they were more interested once they grew in our own garden. And the fruits and the vegetables taste so much better when you grow it locally and eat it fresh. My husband grew up in a small village in West Bengal. The family home, when we decided to renovate in 2020, was in a ramshackle condition. As it happened, there was someone living there on a rent basis, but the upkeep was quite poor. That's when my husband and his elder brother decided to get the home repaired and renovated. I had only two conditions, the budget, and we should be able to spend time there on weekends or on weekdays as the schedule allowed. So a big no to renting it out. The schools were all online, so that in 2020 and 2021, this kind of a plan was totally feasible. The work happened, and I have written and shared about it previously on the blog. And the rest, as they say, is history. It's not easy to create a calm spot in these busy times. But we seem to have created just that in our village home. It's not super luxe or anything, but it's comfortable and it is surrounded by green. I enjoy the time I spend amongst green plants and trees. They don't want anything from us and are always there to give us oxygen, shade, fruits and a smile. They also soothe our eyes. That's the kind of friend I want for life. My plan forever is to earn enough to support myself, my family and nature. Because I found out the best way to stay healthy is becoming a part of nature. Mother Nature is forgiving. Do your bit for the earth today and your children will be happy in the earth tomorrow. You were listening to Dr. Amrita on the Health Wellbridge podcast.